Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Dalid Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding already well into the page. We're at Vahainu Da'amar, about 6 lines into the medium-sized line. So the Gemara is going to go back to what we were talking about before. We said, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Bitrunya Imbriyosav, that Hashem is reasonable in the way that He treats people. So says Gemara, Vahainu Da'amar Rabbi Alexandri, and that's what Rabbi Alexandri was saying. Mai Dechsiv Vayabayamahu Avakish La'ashmin Eskol HaGayim, Avakish Mimi, who does Hashem have to ask permission from to destroy the goyim? So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Avakesh Binigni Shelahem. I'm going to go seek out their history books. Im Yeshlem Zuchus Efdeim. And if there's any sort of Zuchus, I will redeem them. Vim Lav. But if there's no Zuchus, no reason, no saving grace, then I'm going to destroy them. V'hainu Da'amar Rava. And this is what Rava says. Mai Dichsiv. What does the pasuk mean in Iyov when it says Ach Lo V'I Yishlach Yad Im Befido Lehen Shua? Hashem is saying to the Jewish people, when I judge the Jewish people, I do not judge them like I do of the Chavim. The pasuk says, that since the Goyim did such terrible things, that's why I'm going to destroy them. But I'm going to punish the Jewish people differently, little by little, like a pecking chicken, just a tiny drop at a time. I'm not going to wait for them to do Avera after Avera after Avera, where it all adds up, and then it's going to be total destruction. Another possibility of what the pasuk means, even if a Jewish person only does small mitzvahs, a little mitzvah, kifid, like a pecking chicken, but I'm going to put it all together into a big cheshbon. Shnemar im befido lahen shua. That if they do their mitzvahs, just a little bit, a little here, a little there, no big things, an amud a day, you know, just little things. So I'm going to save them and I'm going to redeem them. Another drasha on that pasuk, davaracher b'schar shemeshavin lefanai ani moshia osam. In schar for the reward for davening is going to be that they're going to be saved. What does that pasuk mean in Sefer Hosea? I said that I would redeem the Jewish people through the money that they give to tzedakah in this world, so that they'll be zochet olam haba. But the Jewish people speak lies about me, that I'm costing them money. So that's what it means. I wanted to be pod to them. I wanted to save them through their tzedakah money, just a little bit by the, you know, couple of dollars a day they give for tzedakah. V'hainu, and that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reward the Jewish people, little or punish the Jewish people just little by little in Olam Hazeh, so that in Olam Haba will be ready to receive reward. Hashem was saying, I'm going to give them some suffering in this world, but why? So that they'll be stronger in the next world. But the Jewish people don't only see it as evil, they only see it as bad. They don't realize that I'm doing this all for their own benefit. So let's make a main point over here, that Lahen Shua could teach us 3 things. Number one, that the Jewish people are punished little by little for their averos. Number two, that even if they just do mitzvos little by little, it all builds up. And number three, that the zuchus of our tefillah ultimately is going to save us. And now the Gemara tells us a story that explains another pasuk about the punishment meted out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishtabech lu Rabbi Avo l'mini b'Rav Safra. Rabbi Avo used to praise Rav Safra in front of Minim, in front of Abikorsim, the Adam Gadol, that he was a real Adam Gadol. So Shafkalei Michsa Ditleis Arshinin, they allowed him to not pay taxes for 13 years, because on the Eidos that he was such an Adam Gadol, so they gave him a tax break. Yom HaChadash Kechuhu, one day they saw Rav Safra, Amrulei, and they, and the Minim asked Rav Safra, so man di isle sisya, if a person has someone who's angry, a person is angry rather, Does he take out his anger on those that he loves? How are you going to explain that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Jewish people that because I love you, I'm going to punish you. What do you mean? If you're angry, don't take out your anger on people that you love. Ishtik olam revol midi. Rav Safra didn't say anything. He didn't respond. Ramule sudra b'tzavare. The minim put a cloth around his neck as if they were about to choke him to death. V'kamutzarile, and they were causing him pain. As Rav Yavo came, Ashkechinu, he saw the minim. Amr lehu, amay mitzarisule. What are you doing with him? Why you leave him alone? Amrule, so he said, v'lav amrdan dadam gadalu. You told us that this Rav Safra was an adam gadol, and we gave him a tax break for a long time based on your say so. V'lo yadol neimelan. But he couldn't explain to us a simple pasuk. So Amalehu, Rabbi Yavo said to the minim, Emer da amilchu b'tanai. When I said that he's not adam gadol, I meant he knows mishnayis really well. B'kray mi amilchu. Did I ever claim that he knows psukim really well? And okay, so he can't explain a pasuk, but he knows he knows plenty about he knows plenty about tanaim, about mishnayis. So Amalei. So the minim said back, Maishna atun di aditun. Why is it that you know all the psukim? Samalhu anandishchich and gabechun. People like me who are constantly dealing with people like you, you know, and always have to respond to all of your tainos. Ramin and anafshin amainin. I took the extra time to make sure that I know how to respond. Inu lomaini, but other talmidei chacham are busy with Mishnah Gemara. They don't. They're not going to gain the same expertise. So Amalei, the minim said, lema lanat. So why don't you tell us what the pasuk means? How is it possible that Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes those that he loves more so than he punishes other people? So Amalehu, he says, em shalach a mashal. Let me give you a mashal. Lema davar dome. La adam sheno shem mishnei bnei adam. A person is owed money by two people. Echad ohavo ve'echad sono. One of the people he likes, the other person he does not like. Ohavo nifrim menu mat mat. So the one that he likes, he formulates a payment plan. You can pay me a little today, a little tomorrow. Sono nifrim menu basachas. The one that he's sone, he expects to get paid all at once. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, my duchsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says Chalil chameyasos kadavar hazeh lahamitz tzadik im rasha? Amar Avram lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel olam, chulin hu meyasos kadavar hazeh lahamitz tzadik im rasha. It is disgraceful to you. It's beneath you. It's mundane for you to kill a tzadik together with a rasha. Says Gemar v'lo. Does Hakadosh Baruch Hu not kill a tzadik with a rasha? Vaksiv v'hichrati mimech tzadik v'rasha. So, b'tzadik she'enu gomer. Now, that's only talking about a tzadik that's not a tzadik gomer. Avl b'tzadik gomer lo, you mean to tell me that a tzadik gomer does not get killed along with Russia? Vaksiv, but doesn't the pasuk tell us in Yecheskel, that as if it's saying that those mekudashim elu bnei adam shekimu as haTorah me'alef at Taf, that those who fulfill the entire Torah from Aleph to Taf, they're going to be mekudashet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's with them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the mashchisim to begin all of the pranas, to begin all of the suffering of the Jewish people. So you see, even tzaddikim gemurim suffer. No, they have a status of tzaddikim shein gemurim because they could have done something to stop it, and they didn't. So let's do some main points over here. Even though Rav Safra didn't know how to interpret the pasuk, Rabbi Avo explained that the pasuk in Amos teaches that Hashem, because Hashem loves us, He punishes us slowly, in piecemeal for our averos. And then another main point, Hashem punishes a tzaddik together with a rasha, but only if he's either not a tzaddik gomor, or he didn't do enough to stop other people from sinning. But a tzaddik gomor who has done enough to stop other people from sinning will not get punished together with a rasha. Now the Gemara brings another stira in Psukim about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us. Rav Papa asked the following stira. Ksiv, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem gets angry every day. Uksiv lifnei zamo miyamod. Who would be able to withstand Hashem's zam? Lokasha kan biyachid kan betzibur. It's not a steer at all. One is talking about a yachid, and one is talking about a tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zoim on a yachid, I'm sorry, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoyim and Yachid, no one could withstand that Zam. But a Tzibur can. So when it says Kel Zoyim B'chol Yom, it means on the Tzibur, because we could withstand it. Tan Rabbanan, Kel Zoyim B'chol Yom, V'kama Zamo, how long does Hashem's anger last for? Rega. The moment of time called a rega, the kama rega, how long is that? Achas mi chamesh ribo shlosh salaf mushmona meos arba yimushmona b'sha'a. It is one portion of 53,848ths of an hour. Zuhi rega, that is a rega. Ein kol bri cholul chavin osa rega, chutz mi bilam arasha. The only one that knew exactly when that rega was each day was bilam arasha. D'chsiv bei, it says about bilam arasha, v'yodeya das elyon, that he knew the das elyon. So, efshar das behemtel aviyada, das elyon mi aviyada. Says Gemara, how could it be that he knew the das elyon? He didn't even know the das of his own behema. So it must be that it means that he knew the rega that Hashem gets angry every day. My das behemtel aviyada. What do you mean he didn't know the das of his own animal? Because be'inu d'chazule, at the time that the Sarei Moav saw Bilam d'avirach v'chamri, that he was riding on his donkey, Amrule, the officer said to him, my time lo rechavta asusya. Why don't you ride on a horse? You know, it would be more regal. Amr lehu, so Bilam says, Beritiva shadayli, I left my horse out in the swamps in order to graze and enjoy. I don't want to bother my horse today. So that's why my horse wasn't available today for riding. Miad, so right away, meaning it's like, yeah, my other car is in the shop. You know, my Mercedes is somewhere else today. My wife is using my Ferrari today. That's why I'm stuck with this donkey. So miad. Right away, the donkey started talking and said, what are you talking about? I am your donkey. You always ride with me. Amr la, so Bilam said to the donkey, Latina Balman, what he means is I just use him for shopping packages. Amr la, so the donkey said, Asher Rechavta Alai, no, that you always ride on me. Amr la, so Bilam said, I cry Balman, once in a while I ride on him. Amr la, the donkey said, Meod Chavel Yom Azeh, you've always ridden on me forever. Not only that, you treat me like a wife at night. You know, the donkey is the Rebbetzin at night. Ksivacha Askein Iskanti. Pasuk says Askein Iskanti Ksivasam Vatihilo Sochenas. So the Gemara, so you see that the Das Behemta we didn't know because he didn't even know how to respond to his animal. So clearly he didn't know the Das of the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. So what does it mean he knows Das Elyon? Elamai Yodea Das Elyon Sho Yodea L'chavino Sosho Sho Kadosh Baruch Hu Koizba. He knows the exact moment that Hashem gets angry. Behind the Kamalu Navi, and that's why the Navi Micha says, Ami, Zechorna Mayat Balak Melech Moav, Uma Ono Oso Bilim Ben Ba'or, Minashitim Vada Gilgo Leman Das Tzidkos Hashem. Amr Blazar, Amr Lankosh Baruch Yisrael, Hashem is saying to the Jewish people, Ami, Ru'u Kama Tzidkos Sasisi Imachem. Pay attention to how much kindness and righteousness I've done with you. Shalom Ka'asti Aleichem Kolos Nayamim. I didn't get angry with you that entire time. Shim Ka'asti Aleichem. If I would have gotten angry with you at that time, there would be nothing left of the Jewish people. You would have been entirely wiped out. So and that's what Bilam was saying, that I can't do anything because Kadosh Baruch Hu is not getting angry. So if Hashem is not getting angry, my hands are tied. I'm not able to do anything. V'kama za'amo rega, v'kama rega amar meim vitam ravina rega kamemre. And how long does Hashem get angry for? Just a rega. And how long is a rega? The amount of time it takes to say the word rega. That's how quick Hashem's anger comes and goes. So if he doesn't get angry that moment, Bilam is absolutely powerless. So let's make the main point over here, and we'll close with that Bilam did not even know how to respond to his donkey, so clearly he didn't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of thinking, but his great power was in knowing the moment, the very brief moment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. And Be'ez Hashem will continue next time when we discuss Uminolan deraga v'ritche, how we know that Hashem's anger is only a rega. Be'ez Hashem will pick up with that next time.